Work is underway to complete an American Indian Cultural Garden on UNC Chapel Hill's campus. North Carolina is home to the largest American Indian population east of the Mississippi River. The new garden aims to celebrate American Indian cultures and environmental knowledge. Sophie Mallinson has more.
We're not going to stay out here long.
Darlene Graham dodges mosquitoes and walks through a garden called the Healing Green Space, located on Waccamasuan tribal lands in Columbus County. Graham, a member of the tribe, helped create the space to grow native, sacred, and medicinal plants.
This is our corn here. No, it's not looking good, but it has looked good in the past.
The tall corn stalks were left leaning at drastic angles after Tropical Storm Debbie in August.
It has a dynamic root system that stays planted firm. That corn tells so much about who we are, how we stood the resistance of time.
She says the garden has awakened what she describes as a gift of traditional knowledge.
That healing green space connects us to who we are. When people said you didn't exist, the plants say we do. We still exist. It has helped us deal with a lot of historical trauma. And the same would be with the garden in Chapel Hill.
Graham's referring to the American Indian Cultural Garden, a project underway 2 hours up the road on UNC Chapel Hill's campus. It's meant to become a space that recognizes and affirms Indigenous presence throughout the state. With her own garden experience, Graham's been one of many providing input at listening sessions for the new garden since 2020. Groundbreaking finally happened last year.
Well, this is it. This is, we are at the entryway here.
Marissa Carmi is Associate Director of the UNC American Indian Center.
We're directly across the street from our office.
The center is collaborating with the North Carolina Botanical Garden to create the new space. At the end of July, it didn't look like much. Yet. Some gravel on the ground laid out half a walkway, but Carmi has big plans.
We're going to have this ceremonial gathering circle space, so this is going to be a big circular seating area, and then it will all be around a central fire pit.
There'll be a water feature, public art. Around $164,000 have gone into the garden's development. Carmi says in addition to being a gathering and meditative space, she wants it to be an educational one too. Through the art and plants, she says, the garden can highlight the diversity of Native communities across the South and how similar resources may be used differently.
Native people are everywhere, and sometimes it doesn't seem that way. That's what makes things like the garden really significant. It brings visibility to a population that is often rendered invisible.
Like any good garden, it'll feature plants. Those will be Native, sacred, or otherwise important to Native communities, and some are already there. Pecans, which can be used in some Native crafts, are beginning to grow in light green bunches. Some trees got haircuts from NC Botanical Gardens Horticulture Director Daniel Stern. Stern's been in charge of using community input to transform the conceptual design for the garden into something more specific and construction ready. He says this project has been unique in comparison to others, due to the immense cultural considerations put into the design elements.
This trope of the snake eating its own tail, that's sort of one of the inspirations behind the sinewy walkway. So we're keeping the aesthetics very naturalistic here and sourcing a lot of this material locally. A lot of this is about really bringing out the beauty of here as well.
For the past year, Stern's helped transform the space from one overrun by invasive plants into an open canvas.
It's starting to feel like something.
It felt like something for 66-year-old Waccamasuan elder Darlene Graham, too. After a recent personal loss in Chapel Hill brought her back to the area, Graham found herself visiting the garden. She says just looking at all it'll grow to be, she knows it'll serve as a sense of home, a remembrance, and something more.
That garden is going to bring a peace that surpasses all understanding.
The UNC American Indian Center says the garden's infrastructure should be completed this fall, with an opening celebration come spring. But even then, the center says, a garden is never really done. This one's an ever-growing labor of love. Sophie Mallinson, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.